showcase to you something that's pretty gross. See, when I eat all the food that I do and overfill my belly here, my stomach can't take it and it has to get it out. And what happens is it causes the food to get pushed out my ass. What happens is the food has to come out so fast that I'll shit, but then that won't take care of it, so it'll keep coming out all day, and I'll have a loose ass, and what happens is I end up getting shit stains on my underwear because the food gets pushed out because my stomach's so full. So right now I am going to showcase to you the shit stains I get in my underwear when I overeat. So folks, this is a pair of my underwear right here, and you can see the shit stains in it. See the shit stains, folks? That's what happens when I overeat. My stomach can't take it, and the shit keeps coming out. I can't control it, so I get shit stains in my underwear, folks. Those are the shit stains in my underwear, folks.
The whistles go, woo-hoo!
It's damn exploded up with hot piss!
So I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink. Grab your clothes. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
Eat my God!
I'm so angry at people. Just, you know, why do people meddle with stuff? You know, like, I'm in my room doing my show, and someone comes in and decides that I need my my fan on. Why don't you have your fan on? Well, because the fan makes fucking noise, and I record a show, that's why. They put the fan on, and I've got this OK Soda thing that's hanging from my ceiling, the, like, store display. And then it starts banging noise. Bang, 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 bang. Clanging of the cans and shit. This is why I don't want the fan on. If I wanted the fan on, I'd turn the fan on myself. Just don't... Why does everyone decide what's good for me? I'm an adult, for Christ's sake. If I want the fan on, I'll turn the fan on. All right. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson with you. I don't know. This person was trying to do something nice. Oh, it's kind of warm in here. Why is the fan on for you? Roommates are so overrated. Just stay the fuck out! I'm doing important work in here! Okay. Yes. Got a great show for you today. You know, I was thinking about Facebook and the information we share. Sometimes it's, you know, I don't know if people feel compelled to write updates or status updates and shit on their wall. Like, oh my God, I haven't written anything down. I haven't shared anything in hours, so I gotta write something. But really, you should censor yourself, because not everything needs to be put out there. For instance, Ashley wrote an update. You think your morning was shitty? I'm sick, and the pharmacy won't fill my inhaler. I need my inhaler! So while coughing and choking for air this morning, I, Ashley, sharted. That's right. I immediately got in the shower to wash away the shart. You know, a shart is a fart. A fart and a shit. You fart and you know, a little bit comes out. Like the fat man. Still coughing, vomit starts spewing out. Surprised, I jump out of the shower towards the toilet, but I fall and slip mid-puke. Now I'm on the floor, naked, wet, pukey, and still a little sharty. So then I'm crying and cleaning. Ew. That's Ashley in San Marcos, Texas, writing an update. Sounds like Ashley's having a bad day. Hey, do you guys remember the name Karen Finley? If not, maybe her monologue will jog your memory.
No, Herr Schmidt. I will not shit in your mouth even if I do get to know you. I just want to smell the gas pass from your ass. Ooh, he said as I picked the dried cum off of the bedpost. He was like twirling that tool of his like it was some fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
And then he took that tool and he put it up the wrong alley and took it out all brown and steamy and shiny. Ooh, it was all brown, ooh, ooh, taking it inside of me, and he put it in the right hole.
Karen is a very sexual performance artist. We featured her, what, a year or two ago?
Ooh, you call that passion? You call that romance? You don't know what it's like for a woman to get cystitis. You don't know what it's like. I mean, I want it in the right hole, honey.
This goes on for like 5 minutes. Let me fast forward to the 2 minute mark.
But
or 3 minute mark.
I want some of that rump roast. And once I spotted her in the subway, short, Hispanic, Chinese, or Jewish, all I wanted to do was to get my cock inside some of that rump roast butt action.
So that's Karen Finley. I don't think we've ever played the full thing. But I found a new Karen Finley performance. This is Tales of Taboo. So take a listen to this.
You don't owe me, bastard! You fucking asshole! You wanna suck my pussy? Well, let me suck your dick! Suck your dick, bastard bitch! You wanna get your wiener in my ass? Well, I got your fucking cock!
I like her.
Get out of your mind.
Bitch is feisty.
Ooh, get me off! Get me off! Ooh, get me off right now!
All right. Again, this goes on for 5 minutes.
Let me take the yams.
Okay, let me fast forward a bit here. Yes, Karen, go right ahead. Continue on.
Get in my mouth! Ooh, fuck me, you bastard, bitch! Ooh, you don't owe me. Let me whip your face. Let me piss in your mouth. Ooh, boy, I'm gonna shit on you. I'm gonna pull that cock. I'm gonna
To me, it seems like what she does is easy. Give it to me in my hole. Wearing my 4-inch heels, legs up, cocking my twat. That's what I want. Ooh, ooh, feels so good. Take that dick out. Put it in my ass. Cover it in brown, shiny shit. That's what I want. I'm covering your dick with my stink. Whatever, that's Karen Finley. I don't know. I wonder if she's still around, what she's doing. She's probably like 90 still doing these performance pieces. Yeah, stick your dick in my barren cunt. All right, here is a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is a song called Damn, Your Booty Don't Stop.
Damn, your booty don't stop, girl. Damn, your booty don't stop, girl.
I love the Casio pre-programmed music.
Damn, your booty don't stop, girl. What you gonna do?
Instrumentally.
What you gonna do? Damn, your booty don't stop, girl.
Damn,
your booty don't stop, girl. Damn, your booty don't stop, girl. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
What is she gonna do? Her booty doesn't stop. I mean, it's a runaway booty.
Damn, your booty don't stop.
You can't put the brakes on booty like that.
Damn, your booty don't stop, girl. Damn,
yeah, booty collision.
Booty don't stop, girl.
Booty
what
crash.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
That's pretty much the entirety of that song. They didn't put a lot of thought into it. I think more thought went into this song, though, than Karen Finley puts into some of her performance pieces. You know, I'm kind of pissed off. Someone is stealing BB 420, or whatever the fuck his name is. You know, hello, this is BB. You know, the Can Crush Tard, he does requests, right? Where, you know, you can tell BB, look, my name is Tim, and I would like you to crush a pop can on your mongoloid forehead, and he will do that for you, and he posts videos. He posts about 50 a day. His forehead is pretty tore up at this point. But someone has taken his idea and run with it. There's a new Can Crush Tard out there, and this one is a gamer nerd.
Hey, what's happening, forum? This is a video for my new girlfriend, the gamer girl.
She lives in Canada.
I love her. She likes to play games. She likes to play Wii. Wii's my favorite games.
Well, then you're not really a gamer if you like that fucking faggot Wii shit.
And we really enjoy it.
PS3 all the way! Xbox 360 rules!
I think that's really cool. And her name's Hillary. I really love her. She's my new gamer girl. We're game.
Who you've never met, never will, and will never
that's
fuck
really
ever.
Cool. And her name's Hillary. I really love her. She's my new gamer girl.
He loves her, and they just started dating.
We're gamers for life. Gamer girls, gamer boys, unite. Can crush for her.
All right. There he goes. He crushed a can with his hands to profess his love.
Little Hillary, I love you, little Hillary.
Ooh. Don't kiss her. Oh, no.
Oh, little Hillary.
Oh, creepy. Oh, he's sticking out his tongue. Oh, stop it. I can't take any more. It hurts. Very gross. All right, one more clip for you, then we'll get into the news. Someone discovered an old Sesame Street record has some peculiar sounds on it.
What are you imagining now, Big Bird?
I'm imagining a store where a man named Mr. Pooper sells...
Mr. Pooper? What?
I'm imagining a store where a man named Mr. Pooper...
Yeah, it's supposed to be Mr. Hooper. Mr. Hooper is the man who owns the store. But this guy who's playing the record thinks it sounds a lot like Mr. Pooper, and I have to agree.
I'm imagining a store where a man named Mr. Pooper sells magazines and soda and milk and stuff.
Toilet
and
paper,
a shop
too.
Where a man and a woman fix and make things.
Oh, okay, all right. So there you go. That's all I wanted to share with you. It's something that sounds like the word poop. Like, four-year-olds giggle at this type of stuff. You said poop. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, guys, very important. Limited time only. It's been going on for only 3 or 4 years at this point, so you gotta act now if you want in on this incredible deal. AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK, FREAK. That'll save you 50% on just about any item. Go there, surf around, to use a 1990s term, surfing. Yeah, check out their online website. Sorry. I'm not good at this. Yes, go online and surf their online website, net address, and pick out something nice for yourself. Yeah, 20,000 items in their vast catalog of dildos, pocket pussies, lingerie, movies. They sell fleshlights now, too, as a matter of fact. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK. They're going to throw in free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using that coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. One of my better plugs. Also, don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow. It is Distortive Youth member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You can grab yesterday's exclusive show, Tuesday's extended program, and I'll be posting a video this weekend, probably tonight as well. So it's a good time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Last week we did a weekend program as well. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, do you know the newest thing schools are doing to raise money? They're putting advertisements on school buses. Yes, we got a story coming out of Texas here. Seeking money, Texas schools turn to advertisements. The rooftop of a suburban high school is not a location that companies usually consider prime advertising real estate, but in Humble Independent School District, it may be. The district's high school lies directly in a flight path for Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. Although the rooftop plan has yet to come to fruition, Humble ISD has already sold the naming rights to nearly every piece of its football stadium, including the entryway, press box, and turf. Its school buses carry advertisements for the Houston Astros and local hospitals, among others. Now, this idea is sweeping across the U.S., and I want to get in on it. Now, I'm thinking, how great would it be to see a Distorted View advertisement on a school bus? But not only that, we'll feature the image of Pedo Bear. or me dressed in a pedo bear outfit, right? Holding the head of the little costume with, like, my finger saying, come here, like, bending it, like, come here, kids, check out distortedview.com. I don't know. I'm sure we could come up with something. Does anyone know how much it would cost to get my advertisement on a school bus and what potentially kind of offensive stuff we can put on there? I'm throwing it out to you guys. And then we're going to raise money. It'll be a nice Kickstarter campaign. Oh, I bet Distorted View could get some press. The head of Pedo Bear in one hand. Like, I'm in the bear costume, right? But you see my head because I haven't put the Pedo Bear, the top of that. So I'm holding the Pedo Bear head under my arm. And then in my other hand, I've got candy for the kids. Just need to come up with a catchy little slogan. And then boom, distortedview.com. Check it out. All right. Yeah, the school district is pioneering a practice that an increasing number of districts across the state are adopting, selling advertisements on pieces of school property to help make up for some of the money lost through state budget cuts. Advertising revenue can benefit school districts that primarily have two sources of income: what they receive from local taxpayers and what they get from state and federal governments. But with school leaders under pressure to find creative financing sources and few state-level guidelines about what is appropriate, maybe I can get them to play Distorted View during their morning announcements over the PA system. I'd give them 10 grand for that. And now, kids, Sextastic Tuesday in homeroom. Yes, with school leaders under pressure to find creative financing sources and blah, 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 some researchers who study the impact of ads in schools question whether schools fully grasp the consequences of commercialism creeping into public schools. It's in every other fucking facet of our lives. Who the fuck cares if there's ads in the schools? The proliferation of companies like Steep Creek Media, which acts as a middleman between districts and would-be advertisers, ooh, need to contact them, has made it simpler for schools to get into advertising. Steep Creek offers an attractive proposition for schools, and business is booming, according to its owner and founder, Cynthia Calvert, who represents 35 districts and has had to turn down handfuls of clients. I know I'd be one of those who'd be turned down. In exchange for what usually amounts to a cut of up to 40% of profits, the company lures potential advertisers with a diverse menu of placements on buses, textbook covers, in school. My face could be everywhere in the school district. In school television monitors, scoreboards, and websites. So I need to do some research on this. I'm interested. Creepy Uncle Tim says, check out distortedview.com. Suck my dick. All right, I don't think I can get away with that. Suck my penis, maybe, but not suck my dick. All right, where are we at here? We got a story from Australia now. The Northern Territory Opposition says it's trying to determine what is in certain types of liquid soap that would get problem drinkers high if they drink it. Yeah, apparently alcoholics are turning to liquid soap. County Liberals alcohol policy spokesman Peter Stiles says he's been told liquid soap is being drunk by people in Alice Springs who cannot get alcohol. He says it's an unintended consequence of the territory government's banned drinker register. What does that mean? Mr. Stiles told the territory parliament that the laws had simply forced people onto other substances. They just moved to not only mouthwash and products like Listerine, which, you know, is mouthwash, but to soap, liquid soap, and shampoo. He said, apparently there are products in there that give them some sort of high. Mr. Stiles has admitted that he has been given the information secondhand. This is like Gencom all over again. You know, the police in Florida got some secondhand information that kids were huffing shit. Next thing you know, it's on the news, and there's no real evidence, right? There's no evidence that people were smoking shit. But after the news report, that gives kids the idea of what to do. Oh, you mean we can ferment our own shit and huff it? Let's try it. And I really believe that's how Gencom is gaining popularity and use. Is because someone implanted these thoughts in the children's fruity little heads. All right, so yes, it's not quite the same thing. Liquid soap is a little different than shit, I guess. All right, Mr. Stiles has admitted that he's been given the information secondhand. Quote, that guy, the informant, is a business person in Alice Springs who obviously does not want to be identified, he said. But what he has said to a friend of mine is, in this laneway, there is mouthwash, a particular brand of mouthwash, deodorant, bottle, and cans. Problem drinkers can be banned from buying alcohol under the territory's licensing laws. So there you go. I didn't understand a lot of those words. Not entirely sure how Australia operates in regards to alcohol use, but you get the idea. Final story we have for you today. Let's bring it back home to Fresno, California. A 2-year-old Fresno girl is recovering at the hospital in a bizarre case. I'm interested. Involving a naked woman. Well, now I'm really interested. Who was seen beating and then trying to abandon her. This is a fantastic news story already. Police arrested 22-year-old Diana Ocho, or something, on... It's Diana 8. On suspicion of child cruelty. Witnesses told police that she stripped the clothes off of herself and her niece Wednesday, then beat the child while walking along a busy street. Police said she then left the bloodied girl in front of an apartment complex and ran naked in and out of traffic. Now, when you're abandoning a child, the last thing you want to do is draw attention to yourself. Again, these nut jobs should consult me before they do their nutty stuff. I will tell them how to get away with it. You don't want to rip your clothes off and run into traffic. I'm sure she was making noises, too. Investigators say that prior to stripping naked, the woman and child had entered a business where she tried to give the toddler away. Police could not confirm whether drugs or mental health were factors in the case. One or the other had to have been. The child remains hospitalized in stable condition. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, freaks. I want you guys to speak to me very loud and clear.
Hi, Timmy Boo. Loyal Science Show freak member. Feel free to take as many days as you want off. Some people forget how sick you were in the early days. I mean,
yes.
Your immune system is amazing. Those drugs must be keeping the AIDS at bay. But
I used to be a lot sicker than I was, and I rarely take time off now. But, occasionally I get sick, like every other person in the world.
Hey, Peg, congratulations, you got the flu. After last week of saying flu shots are for the elderly, you're a fucking moron. Also, my boss did the same thing as your fag ass last year. She said getting the flu shots for old people, and she got the flu the day after, puking and shitting her guts out just like you. So, congratulations, you're a fucktard.
All right, thank you very much.
Let us bow our heads and pray. And the Lord Jesus said unto Abraham, suck in on my titties like you wanted me, calling me
really?
All the time like Blondie, check in on my crispy behind.
I didn't realize Peaches took that from the Bible.
Hey, Tim. It's Frank from Bend, Montana. Catching up on the podcast, but I have to say, man, I saw the video that you did of the soap opera Down Sick, where apparently the retardly or Down syndrome can actually try to live normal life and or get it up to live normal lives. But I want to say that is awesome, and I appreciate that. So want to say keep up the good work, man, and... Also, not to be rude, but I did want to ask, there's a question, and I'm sure everybody else wants to know, is, when was the last time you got laid? Again, not trying to be rude, just trying to ask.
When was the last time I got laid? Maybe earlier this week?
Yeah, Tim, it's Tone Dev 1. I'm sorry you've been ill. I just called to hope you get better soon.
Oh, thank you. That was fine. Look, it was a crappy few days. But again, I lost some weight because of it.
Hey, Timmy. It's Hinkley from New Hampshire.
Hi,
I was
Hinkley.
Calling because I was listening to the archives. And on your September 16th, 2005 show, I believe, you talk about this idea you had for a sitcom. And the sitcom involved these two guys who worked... at a law firm, they get fired, and they're trying to find a job, and the only place they can find that's a law firm is a woman's only law firm, so they go and they cross-dress.
It's like bosom buddies.
And get hired there, and then all the hijinks that ensue from being cross-dressing men at a women's law firm. You said it was a mixture of bosom buddies and Ally McBeal. Interestingly enough, last year, if you remember, there was that show called Work It, where these two guys become unemployed, and then they cross-dress to get hired.
Are you kidding me?
Now, that would just seem like a great coincidence, except you also said during that show that you had emailed a director from Greg the Bunny regarding this. You said you emailed him. He never responded. So I don't know. You might be able to get like a few dollars. Literally.
I wonder, is the guy who did Greg the Bunny responsible for Work It or Working It or what the hell that awful show sound
like? Really, I mean, because the show only lasted for, what, like 2 episodes? But just thought you should know that you may have been ripped off. Okay, bye.
Wouldn't that be so great if someone ripped off my shitty bosom buddy Ally McBeal idea?
Tim, this is the guy that called you and told you CJ was dead. You are being tricked. You're being duped. His ghost is out to get you.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I've got some advice for you. If you really want to get serious about losing weight and doing this diet, you need to eat that noodle place regularly.
Oh, God, I can't even think of that. It just makes me want to, it just, ugh.
Hours.
So gross.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Allie. Just calling us with a, you know, your freak win moment. I was in a sex shop for some reason, and you know, I'm getting a box together for my sister. She's about to graduate high school. My little sister, she's about to graduate. I'm so proud of her, but I ended up buying her one of those, like,
dildos?
Lipstick vibrators.
What?
You know, like, you can stick in your purse whenever. And I was walking out the store, I was like...
But you bought your sister, who is graduating high school, a vibrator? Please stop. Did she say college or high school?
Did I really just buy my little sister a vibrator? That's kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining things.
That is a little weird.
I love you. Bye.
Hot, but weird.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. This is Critical Madness, Sideshow member. Hey, I was just listening to an old show, April 15th of 2009, and you played a video of a English fellow, Brit fellow, dude. And afterwards, you got shit all over the place. And all the whole time, you were lamenting that this wasn't a video cast because we couldn't see it. Well, now's your chance, buddy. So, let's see it. Have a good one. Bye.
I'm sorry. I didn't get most of that. I was reveling in my sneeze.
Hey, Tim. Been listening
snot all over the place.
Oh, man. Like 7 years ever since I was 13. I'm 20 now. Isn't that
Holy
crazy?
Shit.
But now I stopped listening for an entire year, and your dad died. How did you let that happen? Come on, man.
I know, it sucks.
So I just sent you $50. Glad to be back.
Yeah, more people should send me money because my daddy died.
Bye, Tim. Love
you. If I could turn this into some sort of money-making opportunity, I would. my dad would be okay with that.
But I don't actually love you because I'm not that way.
Shut up. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it oh, God?
I'm imagining a store where a man named Mr. Pooper sells magazines and soda and milk and stuff.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you're not Sideshow members, sign up right now. I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Grandpa Henry, if you let me go fishing first, you could be my sweet daddy bear.
Oh, I'm your grandpa bear. You've got a daddy.
Oh, not a daddy. A sweet daddy. And I'll be your little honey. And you could do whatever you want because I'm so hot.
Stop it!